Welcome to the Tesla Daily News Podcast for December 8th, 2025. If you're an investor, shareholder, or fan of Tesla and the electric vehicle revolution, this is your daily roundup of the news and numbers shaping Tesla and the industry. Here's what's moving the markets and could impact Tesla's business today. Let's kick things off with Consumer Reports brand reliability rankings for 2026. In a shift that should catch the eye of investors, Tesla jumped from 17th place last year to crack the top 10 most reliable car brands. Just 2 years ago, Tesla was near the very bottom, finishing 27th out of 28. This climb into the top 10 was driven largely by improvements in the Model Y and new manufacturing and quality controls. For shareholders, this matters. Better reliability not only helps Tesla hold off competition, but also drives repeat sales and boosts long-term margins by cutting warranty claims. If this trend holds, it could justify higher valuation multiples and silence some of Tesla's most persistent critics. Next, to address those competitive pressures and softening sales in Europe, Tesla has rolled out more affordable standard versions of the Model 3 and Model Y. The new entry Model 3 clocks in under 900,000 Czech koruna and about 37,000 euros in Western Europe, roughly $40,000, depending on country taxes. Similarly, the Model Y standard got a price cut in several European markets. Deliveries are set to begin within weeks. The context? Tesla's sales have been slipping in key European markets due to stiff competition on price from Chinese EV makers and homegrown brands. These budget models aim to bolster demand, win back market share, and preserve the factory utilization rates at the Berlin Gigafactory. For the stock, this could put a floor under European deliveries, but investors should watch how these price cuts impact Tesla's famously strong automotive gross margins. Let's pivot to the tech side. Tesla has launched its 2025 holiday software update, rolling out a host of new features to its global fleet. Highlights include new voice controls, improved navigation, expanded safety camera options, and a much-talked-about update to full self-driving, FSD, beta, now called FSD Supervised. One controversial addition, drivers can now use their phone to text while FSD is engaged, something sure to raise regulatory eyebrows. For investors, the cadence and breadth of these software updates remain a differentiator for Tesla. They help maintain user stickiness and support recurring revenue potential as Tesla leans further into FSD subscriptions. However, any new safety controversy or regulatory scrutiny, especially around driver distraction, could weigh on sentiment, so this is a double-edged sword to watch. Turning to Tesla's international ambitions, big news out of Japan, Tesla will massively expand its charging infrastructure, planning to add more than 1,000 new supercharger stalls at nearly 200 locations by 2027. This will boost Tesla's charging footprint in Japan by over 40%, moving well beyond the major metro areas and into more rural and regional cities. The strategic goal is clear: support sales growth in a market traditionally dominated by domestic automakers and skepticism about EVs. For the business, this investment could unlock faster market penetration. For investors, it signals Tesla is serious about Japan as a growth lever, but it will be important to see if sales actually materialize to justify the capital outlay. A quick look at Tesla stock sentiment. Tesla stock has been active lately, bouncing around the $243 mark. Bulls are pointing to the company's resilience in reliability rankings and the rapid pace of its software innovation. On the other hand, analysts are closely monitoring the margin impact of European price cuts and the pace of global deliveries in the fourth quarter. As always, how Tesla balances growth and profitability will drive near-term stock moves. Finally, on the full self-driving front, Tesla's FSD supervised update is not just a US story. Recent demonstrations in France and Italy have shown FSD navigating crowded, narrow streets, and even dense fog, impressing even some skeptics. Tesla is aiming for broader FSD availability across Europe by early 2026, pending regulatory approvals. If Tesla pulls it off, this could open up a new subscription-based revenue stream and give the brand a significant edge over legacy makers still playing catch-up in autonomy. That's a wrap for today's Tesla Daily News Podcast. To recap, Tesla's surge in reliability rankings, aggressive prices for the new European Model 3 and Y, a feature-packed holiday software update, big bets on Japanese infrastructure, and global advances in full self-driving, all weigh in on Tesla's growth story and long-run valuation. Watch tomorrow for updates on fourth quarter delivery numbers and any new regulatory headlines. Make sure to subscribe and follow us for the latest investor-focused Tesla news. Until then, stay charged up and keep your eyes on the road to the future.